This is the CMN Network, MIQ. CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MIQ. MIQ Network.
November 8 X-ray Zulu. Are there any ARPSC hands on frequency?
Yes, sir. NAWRO here up in Richmond. How you doing, Ron?
I caught NAWRO. I'm planning on heading out to get one of those hams over IP phones, and the guy at the store was asking me if I wanted a paper or a digital sidecar. Do you know if the digital sidecar works for our uses?
Yes, it most emphatically does. That's the one I have, and you can program that. It's like an LCD screen, and you program it that way. Sean was explaining there's pros and cons to both. And, of course, the manual one that you put the little paper is cheaper. But I went with the LCD digital. I would recommend that. But to answer your question, it does. It is compatible, yes.
Well, fine business then. I think I'm going to need one. I forgot what I was going to say, but that's excellent feedback. Otherwise, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, I can't complain. I'm looking forward to the weather getting just a tad warmer. That's going to be nice. I hear tomorrow is going to be nice, above freezing. And back to the sidecar, mine is still up with Tom. He had to test it. There is a jumper, a Cat 6 cable or 5, or I forget what it is, between the phone and the sidecar. And the one I got from the company just happened to be bad. So they're sending me another one out, no big deal, and then I'll get the sidecar back from Tom. And for somebody like you, it's going to be a breeze to set up, but we can troubleshoot. Wally's really good at it if you need any help, but I can assist as well with that. NAWRO, back over to you, Ron.
Well, that is certainly encouraging. Trying to remember what else was... Hi. I'm on my way to drop off a Amazon return. I bought this, what they call a traveler's vest. And generally, it's quite nice. It's like your regular puffy vest. And it has, like, each of the puffy vest compartments has another compartment. And their intended purpose is to stuff it with socks, underwear, and whatnot, so when you fly, you don't get charged extra baggage for putting stuff in the cargo hold. Now, okay, that might be a little bit funny overstuffing, but I got it thinking pockets are good. You can carry things like radios and batteries, or you can carry, and you can leave it in your closet preloaded with. Okay, my beeper went off saying I'm talking too long. But you can leave it in your closet ready to go with the stuff that you'd want ready to go. So if there's a fire or something, or some other reason you had to jump and run, you'd have some documents, some cash, maybe a USB drive with all your encrypted financials and insurance stuff. So I get the thing, and it's great, except for it's got the zipper on the wrong side, and I just can't deal with that.
N-A-W-R-O. Okay, now that's funny. Yeah, my brother, who's not a ham, my brother, older brother, he always, it wouldn't be a wintertime thing, but apparently there's something called a photographer's vest out there. Same thing, it has pockets all over the place, pockets in pockets, and he used to always like wearing those just because it was so handy with the, and that, like you're saying, for our purposes, that would come in handy to pack it up and leave it in the closet hanging there. And then it could be part of your go kit. Yeah, I like that.
I got most of that, but I think I'm driving through a dead spot, and HT in the car isn't suboptimal. But Domke, D-O-M-K-E, is like the preeminent name in photographer vests for actual photographers. 511 makes a vest that is really nice. Has a water bottle pocket on each of the sides, just outside the kidneys. So when you sit down, the water bottle is like right next to you on the seat rest.
Copy that. Now here's the million-dollar question: do they come in high vis lime green?
I don't think the 511s do. I haven't looked at the Domke in years, but the ones I saw, they tended to go with, you know, tan and khaki. Like, they're big customers like safari photographers, but I could see why a photographer vest in high vis would make eminent sense. You know.
Yeah, that, and I got to be careful. We're on the air here, but in current times, we have to be careful of what we look like. So I think high vis would be a good thing for a different reason than normal.
Well, even for radio guys helping out with traffic in a parking lot, high vis can be good. And, you know, we could get a black vest and then go to Amazon and get iron-on high-vis 3M, I think they call it scotch light, but just iron-on the stuff yourself.
Yeah, that is true, especially if we ever get to the point where we're at nighttime deployment for bad weather. You know how dark it just gets out there. I mean, it's a whole different ball game. And anything you got, you know, even if you have, you know, the light sticks, you just break and they, you know, you can have those. And I still got to see what I'm going to do for the top of the car. I know, I think you said you don't like the green flasher, but I like the amber and green. I'll go ahead and I'll look like a garbage truck. I don't care.
One of the things that I've really gone for in the flashing department is sequential. So I've got a light bar in the back of the car right now that goes on with suction cups, and the suction cups have I don't know if they died over time or if it's just too darn cold now. Sometimes you can take them off and boil them, and then they re-get their shape. But anyway, I've got some new suction cups to try, and that one, you can have it go all flash or right-left flash or sequentially left to right and then right to left or whichever way you want to do it. So if you are stopped and you want everybody to go around you to the left, you can stick it in the back window and have it blink in that general direction.
See, now, that's exactly what I was looking for. Something that serves almost like a dual purpose, you know, not just flashing, but actually, you know, kind of indicating a direction to pass by. I've seen some really, you know, there's been some really dark, rainy nights, it would be really helpful to have, something like that, along with high vis, along with, your typical traffic batons and anything reflective. I mean, the more light, the better. And, you know, maybe not too much. Some of those signs along the highway, that they're just like, I don't know what they are, but they're just way too bright. I don't want to go quite that far, but good. Some good equipment out there nowadays compared to 20, 30 years ago.
And I took a call.
You are pausing for a possible phone call or dead battery. NAWRO will be listening.
I doubled with you. I was just saying I took a call.
I figured one or the other with the HT, either a quick switch on a battery or a phone call. So, all right, sounds good, Ron. Yeah, you're going to like that phone. It's relatively easy programming, and yeah, I'd go ahead with the LCD sidecar. And by the way, you're going to have more contacts than you really need, but more buttons than you really need. But it's good to have. It is a little bit of a big footprint when you throw the sidecar on to the phone itself, but I think it's worth it, and a good quality connection too, for the most part. Yes, sir. Still here. You're probably still on the call. Sorry about that. Misunderstood. Go ahead.
That was the guy from the telephone place. So order is now placed.
Well, good deal. I think you mentioned, you're close enough that you're going to end up picking it up when it's ready. Save yourself a few bucks there. Is that correct, or are you going to have it mailed to yourself?
That's correct. I am going to pick it up. I'm going to bring the battery in there. It's just a few hundred, so it's only like 4 miles.
Hopefully it won't prove necessary, but I do have an email contact of their tech service guy. His name is Jesse. He's very helpful. He helped me troubleshoot my sidecar. I would assume you're not going to have any problem. Everybody else did not. But in the unlikely chance you do, I've got a contact, and he's very helpful.
Well, that was a lesson. I walked into the UPS store, and boom, radio comms went chop, 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 done.
Well, which one are you on? Are you on that DM32, or you got something else?
Any next that, I'm back in the open air again. Maybe this will get through. I stepped into a store and lost comms.
Well, I suppose with VHF, I suppose that's to be expected. I know your location, so you're hitting the Warren receiver, I would assume. Is that the DM32, or what do you have for an HT today?
This is the DM32 right now, because it's a little bit bigger, and I'm still trying to work the bugs out of it. It is so frustrating that you set everything up exactly correctly on their software. You push it in the radio, and then the radio screws up your scan list.
Well, now that's getting kind of odd. We had a couple of other members that said the same thing, but it wasn't with that radio. It was with other brands of radio. And I'm trying to figure out, is it something to do with the bitter cold weather? And that can't be it. But I can see where that is. You look at the code plug inside the CPS. It is what you want. You push it to the radio. And at some point in the radio, it's not what is programmed in. It's frustrating. I get it.
The funny thing is, I only bought one of these because one of my friends is using exactly that for a different purpose, and it was cheap enough to where I could get one and then invest his code plug in it, and it'd just be sitting all by its lonesome just for when I want to talk to him, because, you know, the first question of a ham radio is, you know, what radio should I get? And the answer is, depends. Who do you want to talk to?
Well, that is so true. I am looking at both of mine. I have the DM32. It's the standard rubber ducky antenna. And then I got the UV32, the analog-only version of it, and it's got one of those longer, thinner whips on it. You know, the price point just came down so much that the excuse not to get it, you might as well. Cause, and functionality of all of them, I have to say that DM32, the CPS programming aside, the radio itself works pretty good.
I have to agree, but still, I need to set myself up a better antenna from the comfortable chair. I've got my little office with the antenna on top of the on the chimney, and I've got good reach from there. On a good day, if conditions right, I can hit Garden City. But much of the time lately, I'm like stuck in the Lazy Boy, and if I have to go to the desk, I'm just not gonna. So I'm struggling trying to use a radio in the lounge chair. I need to put a better antenna, even if it's a roll-up J-pole on the wall or something.
Yeah, I hear you. I think we all have, especially as this weather starts breaking, for like any exterior antenna work. I truly wanted to get something on top of the roof before this winter. That, of course, never happens. And one of the antennas is just simply a mag mount on top of a ground plane one story high. But that was the first one. At least I've got something a little bit better than that. I've got one of the diamond, the smallest diamond vertical. It's a 30X30, I think it is. And that's out there, too. In fact, that's what I'm on now. So, but then again, I'm only going to the receiver 7 blocks away here in Richmond. So, and I know you're down there, so you've got that receiver. So, hey, we got the net tonight. Are you going to be in on the net on RF, or are you using your node?
I have an FOP meeting tonight, so I don't know if I'm going to make the net. But if I make the FOP meeting and get on the net, then it's going to be just like now on the HT in the car, or depending, I might be able to go like Echolink or something, but I don't think I'll be near my All-Star node.
Copy that. Well, for what it's worth, your signal as of, 11:30-ish today is real good. It'd certainly work. All right, I see John's sending me a Discord message here, so I better get back at it. I'm on desk duty for ARPS right now, so I appreciate the QSO, Ron. You have a good one. NAWRO, I will listen out. Drive safe.
Well, fine business, my friend. I think I'll take this opportunity to top off my gas tank and talk to you soon. 7-3 from November 8, X-Ray Zulu.
This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MIT. MIT Network. CMN Network.
This is KFA-FQN listening.
This is the CMN Network, MI2.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Clear for now.
This is KF8EPL. Is anybody out there? KF8EPL.
CMN Network, VHF.
KF8EPL, this is KF8FQN.
I got you loud and clear, KF8FQN. How are you doing?
I'm doing good today. I'm in middle school and we had a early release today. So happy about that. We got released at 10:50 and we had an assembly before that. So today is going good. I was ready to go outside, but I heard you calling CQ, so I decided to respond back. But how's your day going?
Nice. You got to love that early release. I'm just getting out of work, so I work a hybrid schedule, so I get to be in the office 2 days a week and home 3 days a week. So this was my last day in the office, so I'm looking forward to spending the rest of the week, or I guess tomorrow at home, so.
Roger, yeah, that must be good. Working from home, too, as well, so, yeah, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of occupation do you have? Like, what do you do?
This is KF8EPL calling KF8SQN. Do you copy? I think my radio quit or something on me mid-transmission.
This is KF8FQN. Yeah, you cut off that cell. So can you repeat your last again, please?
Gotcha. Thank you. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was just saying, I'm an underwriting analyst at Auto Owners in West Lansing. So, been doing that now I've been with the company for about 3 years, or like 3.5 years, and then been in this position for a little over 6 months now. So, I know you mentioned you're in middle school. What's kind of on your radar at this point, career-wise? What are your aspirations?
I'm looking to be a Marine and LSD, I want to be combat engineer that does explosives and like obstacles and stuff. My dad was one. That's the direction I'm planning. I already did some research on like benefits and what your job is and stuff. But that's more the direction I'm going for my career.
That's super exciting. That's definitely sounds way more fun than underwriting. But yeah, that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like as long as you like your job, then it's good. Maybe I, again, have no experience, but I'm assuming. But my mom is calling me right now, so I had a pleasure talking to you. I didn't get you logged down, actually. So maybe if you're on here again, because I was away from my logbook or in my computer at this time, so maybe if I hear you again, I'll definitely talk to you again. So this is KFASQN. You have a good rest of your day, and 7:30 to you. And this is KFASQN, clearing your last.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, KF8SQN. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This is KF8EPL, free and clear.
CMN Network, MI2.
Roger, normally
MIT Network.
This is WA8MAC Mont Clemens. We will be disconnecting from the Central Michigan Network for training and a net tonight. Those of us who wish to join via All-Star, our node number is 28277. All-Star node 28277. This is N8WRO clear.
CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI2. CMN Network, VHF. CMN Network, MIT. MIT Network.
Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Golf Delta, monitoring.
CMN Network.
KEAWUO, monitoring.
Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Golf Delta.
Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Officer. What's going on there, good sir?
Node KD3BGD connected to VHF Hub.
Sure, that's a free bubblegum downtown monitoring.
Not too sure if you heard me, but this is KEAWUO, John. How are you this evening?
KD3BGD connected to VHF Hub.
KEAWUO, please.
KD3BGD connected to VHF Hub.
Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Golf Delta, copies arrived. Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Golf Delta, monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, with the uniform Oscar, to figure out your disconnection issue. This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar. Did you figure out your disconnection issue?
Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Golf Delta, monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Uniform Oscar, also monitoring. Did you get your connection figured out?
This is the CMN Network, MI2.